Although Christmas has technically ended as far as Christmas Day goes, I would not do my duty as pastor if I did not remind you that as Christians, we actually celebrate Christmas through Epiphany Sunday, which will be next Sunday. So everyone has permission to keep up all of your Christmas decorations, just like we have here. And even though we celebrate Christmas for another week, for many of us, it may feel as if Christmas is already over. Maybe we've already gone back to work. Maybe we just aren't really in that same Christmas spirit anymore. Maybe the love and goodwill between your children has turned more into screams and tears. Maybe for you personally, your love and goodwill has turned to screams and tears. Now that we've celebrated Christ's birth, we may find ourselves wondering, what now? The days in front of us seem overwhelming. The brokenness of the world seems to come back with a vengeance. What does Christ's birth mean for each of us in the days after Christmas? How do we continue to practice those themes of Advent, of hope, love, joy, and peace after Christmas Day has come and gone? This morning, our scripture reading will be from the prophet Isaiah. We have actually looked at Isaiah all throughout Advent, so it makes sense that we continue in Isaiah this morning. But before we begin our reading, I want us to kind of put into context where we will be reading from Isaiah. We will be in the 63rd chapter, and the Israelites are actually in exile once again in Babylon. Once again, they are without their promised land. Once again, the Israelites are wandering about in the wilderness. The Israelites here are in desperate need of hope. Isaiah 63 actually begins with this violent poetic metaphor of God destroying the Israelites' enemies. We will not focus on that vengeance today, but just know that God is trying to hype up the people, trying to find this hope in what seems like a hopeless moment. We'll read today Isaiah 63, verses 7 through 9. Hear the word of the Lord. I will recount the gracious deeds of the Lord, the praiseworthy acts of the Lord, because of all that the Lord has done for us, and the great favor to the house of Israel, that he has shown them according to his mercy, according to the abundance of his steadfast love. For God said, surely they are my people, children who will not deal falsely. And he became their savior in all their distress. It was no messenger or angel, but God's presence that saved them. In God's love and pity, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. It was God's presence that saved the people. Through God's love, they were redeemed. Even though we may not feel as spirited as we did only a few days ago, we can still find God's presence with us now, just as it was in the days closest to Christmas. Growing up, I always yearned to understand God in more concrete terms. I would hear that God is always with you, or God has a plan for your life, or even God works in mysterious ways. And none of those really worked for me. I wanted answers. I wanted examples. I wanted solid proof of God's presence in my life. None of these analogies seemed to speak to me. It wasn't until I heard a song on one of my parents' albums from a Christian band called DC Talk. It was on their 1995 album in a song called In My Mind's Eye. And in this song, they talk about how it's hard to believe in something you cannot see. Then at the end of the song, there's this clip, and I always just assumed it was like a speech or a newscaster, but to prepare for sermonizing, I came equipped with who it is that's speaking over the song, and it's actually Billy Graham, a sermon. And in this clip that they play over the song, Billy Graham says this: "Can you see God? Have you ever seen God? I've never seen the wind. I've seen the effects of the wind, but I've never seen the wind." And as I heard that, something finally clicked with me. There were a lot of things in my life that I couldn't physically see, the wind being a great example of that, but also emotions. However, in each of those, I could see their effect. And as I got older, this understanding of God's presence in our world grew. I was taught the Hebrew word for this, and it's ruach. I struggle every time because I'm terrible at pronunciation. Ruach, R-U-A-C-H. It's a word used in the Hebrew scripture for the Spirit of God. And this word, ruach, is not only used for spirit, but it's also used for words like wind and breath. Ruach, spirit, wind, breath. This idea that the Spirit of God is as close to each of us as the wind, that it's as close to each of us as a breath. That every time we breathe, God is there. This is one reason I find a breath prayer so powerful. For those of you who may not know what a breath prayer is, it's kind of like saying a mantra to yourself, but instead of sending good vibes just to yourself, it's a prayer that you say as you breathe in and breathe out. In middle school, I was in choir, and I always struggled to remember to breathe. I would get so caught up in reading the music, reading the lyrics, that I would notice I couldn't hold my notes out as long as I should have been able to, because I was forgetting my all-too-important responsibility to breathe. Remembering to breathe sounds like something innate, but most of us are not super great at consciously practicing to breathe. The breath prayer dates back its origins to before even the 3rd century, and often the earliest of those who practiced the breath prayer would use this as their prayer: "Lord, have mercy on me," as they breathed in and out. The idea is that this prayer is an expression of your deepest need. And the beauty of the breath prayer is that you can use whatever words you need in that moment. And traditionally, the words are said silently. So they're just between you and God. One of my favorite breath prayers to use is from Psalm 46:10. "Be still and know that God is God." It helps center my mind. It helps release stress and anxiety when I feel overwhelmed. It reminds me that God is as near as the breath that comes in and out of my lungs. The Israelites often felt alone. Throughout the Old Testament, the Israelites follow God, and then slowly they begin to stray away from God and follow other things. Sometimes it's false gods. Other times they get sucked into the culture that they're living in. And sometimes they simply rebel against God because they feel abandoned. And yet, even after the Israelites push God away, they always come back. They are reminded of God's presence. They're reminded of all the times in the past that God has redeemed them. It was God's presence that saved the people. Through God's love, they were redeemed. When Christ was born in the manger, that moment that we celebrate on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, God's presence came here to earth. No longer did God speak solely through prophets. Instead, God's love manifested into God's literal presence on earth. This is why we continue to celebrate. We are like the Israelites. We forget about God's presence. We look for our worth in earthly things. We become so stressed with our personal woes that we fail to see the world around us. And still, God is near to us. This is the promise we need as we come to the end of Christmas, as we come to the beginning of a new year. God is near to us. God is near to us as our creator. God is near to us as our example on earth through Jesus Christ. God is near to us through the presence of the Holy Spirit, the Ruach, the breath and wind around us. When we inevitably find ourselves asking, what now? May we remember that we are called to take note of God's presence in the world around us. This could be making the breath prayer a part of your everyday life. Or maybe it's finding time to be in relationship with someone who is different than yourself. Or it could be to make a conscious decision to speak words of love when we choose what we say and when we act. Christmas is not just a season. Christmas impacts the way we live our lives long after the decorations are put away and the carols are retired. God's presence is with us always, not only when we remember the birth of the Christ child, but always and in every moment. It was God's presence that saved the people. Through God's love, they were redeemed. It is God's presence that saves us today. And through God's love, each of us are redeemed. Amen.